Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name's Josh.
My name's Rick.
And my name's Christian.
And we are the Judgies, the only podcast currently trying to be canceled by TikTok himself.
They're fucking coming for us.
I'm so triggered all the time.
I'm
constantly.
Very upset about
TikTok
it.
Taking down. They're silencing the radical left. They saw the abolish ICE shirt and they're like, we can't be having that.
Oh, God.
My abolish ICE and my anti-capitalist socialist club.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating because we got tagged for hate speech and sexual, like, not sexual language, like sexual.
Didn't we get the charge for, like, nudity or something?
Explicit sexual something. But, like, in the language of the TOS, TikTok has it listed as, like, specifically, like, visual stuff.
Showing porn is
but
what they say.
Every time I open up TikTok, there's creator, like, the first thing will have like 500,000 views and it'll be somebody like making, it'll be a half naked woman talking about how they want to like fuck a guy, which is fine. I think that should exist. I just also think our content should exist.
Yeah.
And the fact that we got tagged for hate speech, whack. I have seen a lot of creators recently being tagged, like, or they'll post stuff like there's one person who is I think she had Bell's palsy, and I saw her post like, ableism is bad, can I post this TikTok, can I say that, because they kept taking down her videos for like calling people out for being ableist.
Okay, yeah.
So
she
someone
shouldn't be doing that. That's mean.
Yeah,
that's real mean.
It's rude, and she got tagged as hate speech. That's my rant about TikTok.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset with it, too.
How are we supposed to, like, make money off the sheesh merch if we're not blowing up with Gen Z?
It's honestly, I put a lot of money into these hats.
We're eating.
Have you even put on, like, one of our sheesh app? Did you put on our
We're wearing them.
Excuse me?
That's good enough.
And two of them, we're wearing them.
We got another sheesh hat purchase last night.
Yeah.
Whoop. Yeah. We're on, like,
11?
Six hats, dude.
Oh, okay. Are we just subtracting the ones that we bought?
Yeah.
Look, they're good hats. I have no complaints about the hats.
Every time I see Josh, he's wearing the hat. And
I'm
I can't
a hat
tell
man.
If he's doing it to, like, make me feel good.
No, I'm a hat
or
man
he's
now.
Like, I spent the money. I have to use it.
Like, when I get home, first thing I do, hat on.
Hat on, like, crack a beer. That's
what
I do.
Never seen you in a, Blake, actual ball cap before.
No, I used to hate hats. But now with this sheesh merch.
He put it on and he's like, sheesh, this is what I could have looked like the whole time.
Sheesh. Well, I think I used to always get, you know, I mean, the few times I've owned hats, I would have a flat back and I wouldn't bend the brim. And I would always, because of that, I would always wear it like this. And
it was bad.
My hair now, I do it all back, but then I would style it to the sides, right? So it would come out. And I'd be looking
I honestly
like,
think you should wear it like that.
I'd be looking like fucking Ashton Kutcher behind the scenes on Punk'd. Which, I mean, I guess that's not a bad thing, but I didn't like it.
But I'm not hot enough to pull it off. That's yeah. the thing.
I'm not. I wasn't pulling Demi Moore when I was 16. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I don't get what you're saying. Could you go into a little bit more detail?
Boo.
Oh, my demigod. That was fucking bad.
That's even worse.
All right, guys. Well, you're new to the podcast. First off, sheesh. We sort of coined that term. We sort of came up with it. So
no, yeah. we didn't.
No, we did. Any Zoomer that's saying it, any yeah. Boomer that's saying it.
We didn't.
We said it first.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Boomers don't say it, man.
Sheesh.
If you're new to the podcast, what we do is we create good merch and we read stories on the internet and we laugh at them and we judge them. And sometimes Christian be doing that. Christian, the Kronk to our angels on Kronk's shoulders.
Yep.
Erica, nice, bright, yellow, glowing, radiant,
happy
pristine.
Thoughts is what my shirt,
shirt says.
Says
happy thoughts. And then me, angry, pissed, smells bad. Shirt that says fuck off.
I was going to say, they can't even read the shirt. How about you learn how to
mirror my image,
you fucking fool.
Gifted. This is a shirt. Guess what size this shirt is?
Quadruple
a medium.
Extra large.
A female medium. Woman's medium.
What?
This shirt was too large for Aurora, so she gave it to me.
That's a female
That's
medium.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
Cause
are you gonna stand up and it's a crop top and something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can never find like good t-shirts that are in a medium.
But
fit well.
I gave Aurora a shirt that I had that was a male large, and it's like almost small on her. So like,
yeah,
shit's whack.
What's
but
up
anyway.
With them sizes? Yeah.
Christian?
Why do the sizes be like that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it's my turn to read this week, guys. And you know,
Christian, of course, been... on your episode where we made a TikTok, you're the only TikTok that hasn't gotten removed and violated TOS. So. Keep it up,
I'm
man.
So good at reading. Well, funny you say that because this week I picked some stories that hopefully we don't get kicked off of TikTok.
Should we just do like a G-rated episode once?
We just do one like completely bland like actual relationship advice and like today I messed up because like I packed my husband a peanut butter and jelly sandwich instead of a ham and turkey because it was a Thursday,
but I
thought it was a Wednesday.
I forgot that he was allergic to peanuts
no,
and he died.
That's too much. It's too much. He's actually allergic to turkey and he cried.
Ooh.
Oh no.
That's my allergic reaction is I cry.
It makes
Whoopsies,
my tear ducts
peanuts,
swell up.
Cry. I had shellfish, seafood, shellfish. What mm-hmm. what are people allergic to?
Both.
Shellfish.
That's pretty Both. Shellfish of you. Shellfish.
Yeah,
dude.
Mm-hmm.
Move on.
We're just gonna go on to the stories, guys. But just remember, these are all very nice stories. No sexual content. You're
Correct.
Not going to get us this week,
We've
TikTok.
Never had sexual content on this podcast
We're marking
ever.
This one on YouTube for kids, so you better be true to your word.
I'll be fine. Am I the asshole for demanding my colleagues use my offensive name?
Uh-oh.
Throwaway because I'm a looker and don't have an actual Reddit account. I work for an international company with many different nationalities.
Nice.
Recently, I've been assigned to a mainly American team, which means I have to work weird hours due to time zones, but I'm a single guy with no kids, so I can work around that. I live and work in Germany, and prior to this team, I only used English in writing and spoke German with everyone else. We had a couple of virtual meetings, and I noticed some of the Americans were mispronouncing my name. Go figure. They called me Mr. Birch, so I corrected them. My surname is... Well, bitch. It's Czech. It's a noun meaning a whip.
A whip.
A whip?
A whip.
Whip.
It happens to be pronounced just like the word bitch.
Okay.
My name is not English and doesn't have an English meaning. Well, it turns out the Americans felt extremely awkward about calling me Mr. Bitch.
Of course.
And using my first name is not a norm here. So HR got in touch with me and I just stated that I don't see a problem with my name, and I don't feel insulted by being called Mr. Bitch. I mean, the German word for customer sounds like cunt and Czech. It's just how it is.
Czech, please.
Well, apparently the American group I'm working with is demanding a different representative. They also work from home and feel uncomfortable saying curse words, my name, in front of the rest of their families. But due to the time zone issues with the German office, is having problems finding a replacement for me. Nobody wants to work 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. office shift from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, understandable.
Mm-hmm.
So management approached me asking to just accept being called Mr. Birch. But honestly, I'm offended by this. A coworker even suggests that I have grounds for a discrimination complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for refusing to answer to a different name?
Nope. It's your name, buddy.
All you gotta do is be like, yeah, Birch killed my dad. And ooh, then you're in the clear. That's why I don't like the name Birch. That's...
Do you think he, like, wants to be known as the HIBC? The head bitch in charge?
HBIC.
What did I say?
HIBC.
Nah, I spelled it right. You guys are wrong.
Okay.
Do you think that's what he wants to be known at?
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't want to be known as the HBIC?
Mr. HBIC to you, sir.
My father was HBIC. I'm Mr. HBIC.
Of course, he didn't. You failed to mention that his first name is Stupid Ass. Stupid Ass Bitch.
Oh, Joshua.
But it's Czech, so it means like fucking Dale Bitch or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's his name. I would be offended if somebody couldn't pronounce Erica and decide, oh. Sometimes when little kids try to learn my name, mm-hmm, they can't say Erica, so they call me Kaka.
Which just means poop.
Nice. So,
but that seems like a fitting name.
Yeah.
You're a real shithead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we need to change shirts? Do you want to rotate over? You want the fuck off shirt?
No.
There's like plenty of languages that do this, right? Like Vietnam, like Vietnamese, they'll have people that like their last name is like fuck or something like that. There's an NFL kicker whose name is Young Hoi Koo, and in Hoi Koo is spelled H-O-E space K-O-O. So it just looks like ho. Mm. And people fucking get over it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a fucking name.
This dude needs to go watch that Hasan Minhaj.
Oh, that's Hassan. Real embarrassing.
I know, because the whole thing is about him pronouncing it right.
You pronounce it
properly. Hasan Minhaj.
Is it Hasan?
No, it's Hasan.
Well, you pronounce his last name correctly.
Minhaj.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. But he makes a good point. If you can fucking pronounce Gyllenhaal, you can pronounce his name.
I can't pronounce Gyllenhaal. How are you actually supposed to pronounce that?
Gyllenhaal.
I think it is actually Gyllenhaal.
Oh, it's fucking Gyllenhaal.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan or like Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. There's all sorts of stupid white people names and...
Yeah. There's an influx of players in the NFL that are from Nigerian, I think. But they're big people don't even, like announcers don't even attempt to say their last names. They're like, I am not going to say that one. And it's like, just learn, man. Only job of the week is to learn these players' names.
The worst, like the most offensive part of that is like a lot of African names, they look intimidating, but they're like honestly just phonetically pronounced. It's like you could easily just sound it out and get it right.
And I love too, like the announcers made a big deal about there's a lot of Samoan people that were coming up in the league, and there's this dude's name was Starlo Tulele. And whenever they pronounce his name, they're like, Starlotulele. And it's like, why are you hitting each consonant so hard, man?
Maybe that's how they learned it. That's how they got a...
Do they have any Thin Mint players?
Why?
Samoans? Aren't those a Girl Scout cookie?
Very good.
I was going to let you do your, like...
Very offensive.
Very educational thing you're saying. I don't want to cut you off, but I did want to get in the Girl Scout cookie joke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know another Girl Scout cookie to continue the joke.
Something with a P. Paddy wagons?
That sounds right.
I was never a Girl Scout, and I don't like Girl Scout cookies, so...
That's a hot take.
Wow. You should have saved that for after the break.
That's a hot take.
Yikes.
I would never order them. Sorry to my cousins who were Girl Scouts. But I'll fucking eat all the ones that my brother buys. That's for damn sure.
So your brother is the nice guy, and you're just the piece of shit cousin.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I'm acting shocked. I knew this.
I'm pretty sure that some kids in some fundraising thing came to my house and I bought something from them and never delivered it.
That's smart.
That's really smart.
That's smart.
I think I bought like popcorn or something and it never showed up.
Boy Scout popcorn slabs.
Is that what you guys would sell?
That's what Boy Scouts sell, yeah. But it's like dumb expensive. Like at least Girl Scout cookies are like relatively like they're on brand. They're on par with like if you went to the store and bought like a sleeve of Oreos. But like Boy Scout popcorn is like eight times the cost.
It's
going to
be
normal.
$25 for this gallon jug of Boy
Mud
Scout.
Pie.
Yeah, that's. I'm pretty sure I bought something like that. I paid $20 or $25 for it, and
I can't believe.
Never
should we
was
go
delivered.
Find this troop?
I have no idea. They're number? In the neighborhood.
Oh,
I'll go fucking
but
break
I don't
some
know
knees.
What? Yeah, never seen them again either.
Next time they come for trick or treat, and just hold out your wallet. Pay up, bitch. I'm sorry, Mr. Bitch.
Well, guys, how about we go on to the next story?
Sure, man.
This one's a little related to the last one, in that it deals with people working from home.
I wonder why so many people are working from home nowadays.
I think
definitely
it's just
not
feature.
A global pandemic.
No, that's not it. I think companies just learned that it's cheaper to have, like, instead of a brick and mortar site, you just do it from home. You can, you know, micromanage your employees from home. Don't even have to worry about them.
Everyone just has to install nanny cams. That way they're under watch constantly.
Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend's coworkers that we're not married? I've been with my boyfriend for about 5 years now. We live together. He does not want to get married, which I'm fine with now. But it was a point of contention early on in our relationship. Boyfriend was talking to coworkers on Zoom when I brought... Why are you shaking your head at me, man? Just let me burp.
No.
Just let me burp, dude.
How are you mid-sentence and need to burp so frequently? Does your body just like, oh shit, we're kind of reading well. Interrupt it. We can't let him get too confident.
I think it is like a mental block to keep me down. I'd be too powerful if I could read very well. Boyfriend was talking to his coworkers on Zoom when I brought him some coffee. His coworker said something like, so this is the lovely wife I've heard so much about. I said something like, thanks, but we're not married.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, your boyfriend always calls you his wife, and then introduced himself. I introduced myself and then ended the conversation and left as quickly as I could while still being polite because both boyfriend and coworker were giving me a weird vibe. A little while later, boyfriend came out of the office and asked me, what was that? I don't know what he meant, so I asked, what was what? Boyfriend then said that there was absolutely no need for me to correct coworker and that it's better if people think I'm his wife. I said, I'm not his wife, though. I'm his girlfriend. And he never told me that he told other people that I'm his wife. This somehow became an argument, with my side being that boyfriend never told me that his coworkers think we're married.
Correct.
And boyfriend's side being that I should have figured that being called his wife indicated that coworkers thought I was his wife and I shouldn't correct him.
Just go with the flow, babe.
When I said, just yes and, babe, yes and.
It was an improv dinner party.
And when I said I thought he just made an assumption, boyfriend said that that wasn't the point. The point was that there's no need to correct him and that it's rude and that I make my boyfriend look like a dickhead. He said that the solution to this is the next time he has a video call with his coworkers, he wants me to come in again, strike up a conversation, and say that I was just messing around with him. And that boyfriend and I are husband and wife, and us not being married is just an inside joke I thought the coworker was in on.
This guy is vastly overestimating her acting skills. She already failed the first test. She can't come in and naturally spark up a conversation like, hello, my husband. What are you doing? I am your wife here to see you.
I then said to him that this was the dumbest fucking plan he's ever come up with, and no fucking way am I doing that.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And he said that I'm just being an arsehole, that I got him into this, and now I have to bail him out. What a wild, like, assumption. Who's going around, like, Yeah, that's my wife. But then, like...
Well, because at first, when I thought maybe it was like, oh, you know, gotta go home, the missus is calling, or like, you know, like, dumb jokes like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there, he definitely was asserting, like, I am married?
Yes.
Does he wear a ring?
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, if you need me to cover for you, you lie to somebody and, you know, I need to go with that lie and cover for you, absolutely, I'll do that for you. But I can't do that for you if I don't know about the lie.
Yeah, but you're just supposed to yes and with me. Like, I'll give you the look. Like, next time, like, let's say, I don't know, I'm trying to pick up a girl in the bar. I'll give you the look, like, and you'll be like, oh, wow, you're my ex-boyfriend that we had to break up with amicably because it was just, the sex was too good.
I decided the sex was too good. I could never stay with someone who was so good at plowing me.
But on top of that, he's such a good guy.
But also very down to earth. But not too down to earth to where like he's sort of like absent-minded.
Remember how you were in the doghouse last episode?
No.
Well, you're back there.
Joke's on you, Ricky. I've never
clearly
left.
All jokes are on me tonight.
I was born in the doghouse. Yeah, absolutely. Like, just gotta throw her a freaking bone. Really setting her up to fucking fail here. Like, if you're gonna have a 5-year lie when you've been dating somebody, even especially because it's such a non-consequential thing, who the fuck cares if you're married or not? Unless they work for like fucking pastors.org and they're pissed that they're having premarital sex.
Pastors.org.
I don't know.
He's on the marketing team for pastors.org.
They got
you
real
have
bad,
to be married.
They have a really bad PR team. Like, you can't tell me they don't.
They definitely do have a bad PR team.
Don't all churches, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think it's wild that, like, just the idea, like, his plan was so, it was so complicated. It wasn't just confess and, like, have it be easy. Just like, oh, it's just easier to, like, you guys are all married and it's just, like, easy.
Yeah.
Honestly, on some things, it definitely is easier to just say, you know, we've been together for 11 years and before, well, I guess it was 9 years before we got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I might as well just say this is my fiancé. Like, this is my, when I'm filling out legal documents and I have to put Christian down as like my emergency contact and they ask for a relationship. Putting down my boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, back before like 2019 when you just put down landlord. Slumlord.
Slumlord who fucks real good though. Ex-slumlord, we had to split amicably because he paid the rent too much. Like I was his slumlord and he just paid twice the rent. And only used half the house and let me rent that other half out.
Mm-hmm.
But just...
I'm going to a bar. I'm trying to pick up more tenants. I give you the look, like...
Yeah, how about we change the previous scenario to that? We're trying to get an extra roommate. We need a little bit more money.
And of course, you do that at bars.
And that's... Yeah, that's where you'd go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not... Can I give you the look and you'll, like, pick up what I'm putting down, like...
I'm going to think you're having a stroke, and I'm going to take you to the emergency room.
That's not even a sign of this having a stroke. Alternating blinks? Winks? I guess it'd be winks, huh? Is this...
That's neither, man. That's just weird.
Well, I'm giving you a sign. It needs to be out of place. You want a sign to be like, you want that to be my sign? Hey, dude. You got to improv for me, dude. I'm going to keep cutting you off.
If I'm a perspective... Hey, if I'm a prospective renter from you... And I look over and you're looking across the bar at somebody and you're just doing this thing, I'll just go down to the next landlord at the bar. Because guess what? Closing time's coming, baby. Right. You gotta.
Closing time.
Maybe I'll start my own farm. Go to pasture.org. Who fucking knows?
Pasture.org.
Oh my, is that what you've been saying this whole time? Have I been mishearing you?
No, I said pasture.
Have I been mishearing you?
No.
Oh, okay. Nick is still upset.
You've been so mean to me this episode.
What else did I even do that was mean to you? I don't remember. I'm not gonna lie. I blinked it out.
I've actually blinked it out by doing this.
Just move on to your next story.
I must have. I'm in the doghouse, guys.
You're in the doghouse.
What's the rent on that bad boy look like? What's the...
It's high.
I got an open room if you want. Pretty cheap.
Josh has been great tonight. He's not in the doghouse.
I got grandfathered in at a pretty solid rate in my doghouse.
What's it called in New York where, like, the property value is, like, capped? They can't...
Rent control.
I have that on the doghouse.
No, you don't.
Huh?
That shit's fucking Sally Mae, bitch. That shit climbing. That's a rolling interest rate. Better fucking hope Obama comes and bails your ass out, motherfucker.
Guys,
6 years double interest.
Am I really in that much trouble?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, then this one's really going to just...
cement you in trouble?
I'm not going to read it. I can't be in more trouble.
Can you read it in a Patrick Warburton voice?
Definitely not.
Hmm. I think that would get you back on Erica's good side if you a nice solid cronk, like, or maybe you give an Yzma. Can you give us like a wrong lever cronk, or just wrong lever?
Wrong lever.
It's better than your cronk.
Pretty good.
Look, she's smiling.
We did it, Josh.
All we have to do is quote in a semi-good accent from or impression from Emperor's New Groove.
It's Erica's my favorite head. Disney movie of all time. It's so underrated. It's brilliant. Love it. Yzma, my favorite.
I don't know how I should feel having the knowledge that I can do a closer Madame Zeroni accent than I can Kronk.
Closer is so relative, though, right? Like, you're so far away. What's closer,
Jupiter or the sun?
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for not opening the door for my roommate when he forgot his key?
Probably.
Yeah.
Sounds like a typical asshole thing to do.
Mm-hmm. This is a wild one. I'm a 27-year-old female who shares a flat with Aaron, a 23-year-old male.
A.A.
A.A. Ron. You can't open our apartment door from the outside without having the key. And a few days ago...
Like, there's no handle? Like, it's like a hotel room? Maybe. Or no, hotel rooms don't have that. Like a fucking utility closet where there's no handle, you have to have the key?
Maybe just the doorknob's, like, always locked unless you have the key to...
Oh, okay.
A few days ago, Aaron realized he forgot his keys when he was still in our building, so he came back and asked me via text to open the door for him.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was in class, it's online, and I told him I would open the door on my break, which was in 2 hours. He wasn't very happy about this because he had to go to his own course. He's learning a manual skill that can only be taught, or that can't be taught online. And he said that it would only take 30 seconds to go from my bedroom mm-hmm. to the front door and back to my computer. This is true, but I wasn't willing to do this because what if my professor said something very important during those 30 seconds?
He didn't, I promise.
My courses aren't recorded. Online learning is a nightmare for me, and I have trouble focusing in front of a screen, and my grades aren't as good as they used to be, so I can't afford the distraction.
You're fucking texting him the whole time.
She's typing this out right now in class.
In the middle of class.
And I really need to finish this Reddit post because what if Mr. Ziegler says something?
He tried to ask me if I could leave his keys somewhere, but in the end, I needed to listen to my professor. So I told him, we will just talk about this later. And I shut off my phone. What a bold move.
What the fuck?
I kind of forgot about it until later that day when he called me because he was in front of our building and still couldn't enter.
Oh, did you turn your phone back on?
I was having dinner at my friend's house at this time.
How'd you leave and they didn't notice? God. How did you get out of the building?
He must have left. Like, he must have just, like, fuck this and left.
I guess he could... Oh, he probably couldn't drive to... Okay, all right, gotcha.
To be fair, he didn't know that I didn't answer his previous text because I kept my phone on silent until this evening. He had to wait for me to come home, something like 2 hours or so, and I could see that he was miffed. And he didn't say anything at the time. I thought it was only a misunderstanding that we were okay. Mm-mm. Well, I guess we're not.
This person's Mm-mm. never had a social interaction before.
Nope.
Yeah. I asked him this morning if he could walk my dog because my usual dog sitter was sick. And I had class and he was free. I know that he loves my dog and it's usually something that he would do without a question. But he told me no, and when I asked why, he said that it doesn't feel fair that he's willing to help me when I need it, but I can't even give him 30 seconds of my time.
Absolutely.
Which then prompted a fight. So Reddit, am I the asshole?
Absolutely, you're the asshole.
I'll apologize if I am.
Did she apologize?
Well, look.
Very rare woman just straight up being an asshole.
This person's like just crazy. This person's nuts.
Let's. She's got to be like have some sort of social like disorder, right? There's no way you can go through all of that and like not understand that what you're doing is wrong on so many levels. 30 mm-hmm. seconds. You're texting. You're reading your phone.
Yep.
You could have got up and fucking throw your keys out the window. Like, there's so many things you can do.
That's what I was like. They don't have a window or anything. Like, or just run. Just sprint.
Yeah.
It's
pick up your laptop. Move it with you. Open up the lecture on your phone and go to the door.
She's a gamer girl. She only has
desktop.
Desktop.
Yeah. Turn up the volume.
There's just so many solutions.
There's so many solutions. There's got to be a backstory where he like wrong turned some way.
I don't think so. I think this person's just like
aloof.
Just lacks social. I mean, really threw me for a loop when she said, my dog walker that I hire. It's like, maybe different in the UK. I assume they're from somewhere in Europe or something.
Because she said miffed.
Well, and she said flatmate.
No, good catch. Good way to catch it. She said miffed.
But that's got to, like, that screams to me that you're, like, wealthy enough. Like, I don't know. That just seems wild to me.
Yeah. Also, like, why couldn't you just walk your dog before class?
Yeah.
I don't get. The class is at 5 a.m.
And it's a 2-hour course, which is like, I mean, I don't know how long your guys' college courses were, but that was how long my courses were because I was on a trimester system. But I feel, isn't the normal college course only like an hour and a half?
It's 50 minutes.
Oh, it's only 50 minutes? Yeah, mine was an hour and 50 minutes.
It depends on what course you're taking. Like, I had labs or something that would be 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah. But also, like, and this maybe ties in with the fucking dog walker theory here. I forgot about this. At the beginning, she sort of, like, was, like, talking down, like, he's going to school for, like, a physical labor.
I also caught that vibe.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be a proper builder. Except she's probably posh.
Scaffolder.
He's going to be a scaffolder. She's going to go out there and be a scaffolder. And I'll be over here taking care of my dog.
And now she's Scottish.
Not taking care of her dog. Having somebody else take care of her dog.
Fucking builders. Yeah, fuck this bitch. I'm pissed. I'm upset. I'm angry.
Oh, is her name Mrs. Bitch? Sure sounds like one.
Have you guys been locked out of your... I got locked out once, and it was a fucking nightmare.
Of your dorm?
Yeah. Well, college apartment.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
I lock myself out of my house on a regular basis, like probably 2 to 3 times a week, but I have a spare outside.
That's smart.
So, like, I'm fine.
I think we have a spare for your house somewhere.
Yeah. I distribute spares because it happens a lot. Because, like...
Is it because you're dumb?
Yeah, I'm very stupid. Yeah.
I
get proper miffed when it happens. But I hate when I misplace my keys, but...
Boo.
I'm pretty upset. I'm miffed at that joke.
Well, if it comes from... If you're interested, it comes from a long-running, like... You know when your body just, like, does shit, second nature? Like,
okay.
I close my door, and my hand immediately locks the door. Like, I don't think about it. I close my door, and my hand turns the lock. Coming from, like, living...
Like, muscle memory?
Yeah, muscle memory, like, from college. And I remember going home out of college, and I got home. I was living at my parents' house, and I got home. I was the only one there. Closed the door, locked it, and my dad just starts beating on the fucking door, like, 2 hours later. And I was upstairs not paying attention, and he called me, like, 5 times, because they don't keep it. They never lock their doors.
Yeah.
And no, I was the asshole.
Midwesterners. I feel like I do that. If there's, like, packages on our front porch, I'll grab it, and then, like, out of muscle memory, I'll lock the door behind me. And then you'll be like, why was the door locked? I'm just like, why was the door locked?
Who did that? There was one time me and a friend of the pod, Jake, came back. We were the story before it is the much more interesting part. But long story short, we were at a frat party that we decided to leave at 3 in the morning at Eastern Illinois. Drove the 5 hours back to Naperville.
It ain't no, oh, to Naperville.
Okay. So it was from Evanston, Evansville?
5 hour drive.
What is Eastern?
Charleston?
Charleston. I always get it mixed up. From Charleston to where we lived, and then from where we lived up to Naperville because we had to get our cars. And it's like 8 in the morning. We had been up since like, I had been up since like 6 in the morning the previous day. We get home at like 8 in the morning and we go to open our door and the fucking chain hits. And we, all of our roommates were supposed to be gone. And the fucking chain hits when we open the door and we just collapse in the hallway. We were just like, I was defeated. I just started like tearing up and I was just like, there's like the neighbors next to us had like a bear's doormat and we were just like, yeah, we're just fucking sharing the doormat and going to fucking sleep. We're going to put our head on this bitch. And then we were, because we were just fucking banging the door, like yelling our roommate's name, like, open the fucking door. And he didn't for like 30 minutes. Turns out he was up there with his girlfriend and opens the door and he just goes, hi. And we're just like, fuck you. And just walked past and went to sleep. The worst feeling in the world, very like demeaning getting locked out of your own fucking house or wherever you live.
Especially
when you know somebody could easily fix that for
you. Well, I feel like what happened to you is like the worst, where it's like a chain, where it's just like, there's no way around this.
Yeah.
How do I?
Because like we had the keys. We took the proper precautions on our end.
Yeah. You did everything you could and you still are just like, within inches of your goal.
That's the, just, you got 2 inches between me and my apartment. Can't get in there. Yeah, especially when like you, somebody could easily solve the problem by getting off their fucking lecture for 30 seconds.
God, fuck this lady. I was reading this story. I'm just like, fuck this lady. I was like so angry just by the first paragraph. I'm like, what the fuck? What if my professor says something important?
No professor's literally ever said anything important.
That's, well, not even that. I'm just like, what do you think you're going to miss? Are you paying attention in your classes normally? Because you should know you're not going to miss something.
This screams like freshman in college, right? Like,
they did say that in some of the comments. She never admits to being the asshole. But she does comment like, well, I can't miss class because I'm new to the university. Because somebody's like, why don't you just ask a classmate for notes? She's like, well, I don't know anybody.
Yeah. I mean, online school definitely affects all that kind of stuff because you've never those people. But yeah, I'm sure.
Well, she also left a comment saying like, well, my professor records or forbids us from recording. And it's like, he doesn't have to see you record it. You could record a voice memo, just leave it running next to your computer and you go open the door.
What a weird thing to prevent.
Yeah, I don't, why? Yeah. What's the point of it? Could it's use it to cheat on the exams.
How? You could
just sit there and play back five weeks of lectures recorded.
Scrub through the lectures. Like, I know he says it somewhere around here.
I feel like if I was a professor and a student on an exam had the fucking willpower to do that, hell yeah, dude.
More power to him.
Yeah. If you can go back to where I said, like, the fucking Latin name for a tortoise. Is
the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah. What if she gets up and, contrary to popular belief, mitochondria is not the powerhouse of the cell. She sits down, everyone's, like, laughing. She goes to school the next term, sits down, fucking big bold words and on the chalkboard, mitochondria, like that's the topic for the day, and she's all hyped. It's her 200 level course on biology, and someone, the professor's like, all right, what'd you guys all learn last year about the mitochondria? She fucking boom right up in the sky. Oh, it's the powerhouse of the scale. Laughed out of the college. She has to transfer.
Drops out. Just, she moves to a different school, still drops out. They heard it. New school, it
travels.
Heard
shit
it.
Travels. They hopped on the tram and it fucking traveled.
Bad gas travels fast in a small town.
Never heard that before. That's fun.
Never heard that before?
I've never heard that.
Maybe you should watch saying. A little more TV.
Letterkenny?
A little more
is that
television.
Canada?
Yeah.
Clearly.
The small town in Canada.
Nice.
Population 5,000.
It's not that small.
Guys.
No break episode? All gas, no breaks.
You want me to just go straight into the circle, George?
First time ever?
It's up to you.
This is the episode we get sponsored on, and we can't. We can't. We're like, sorry, Mr. Sponsor. We know you want us to sell your Manscaped for...
Hey, Mr. Sponsor, please put in an ad. I want to take a break.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. How about you try putting in a little effort like that, Josh?
I'm really racking my brain for puns off of... I was really set back because pun to replay puns were trying to go through my head.
I was just about to say pun to replay.
God damn it, Christian. You did it, man. Obviously, hey, Mr. DJ is not pun to replay. That was an off-mic conversation. Let's get into the circle jerk.
Music. All right. So, recently, my sister got into some trouble. Okay.
Okay. Circle dirge, of course, is where we dirge around the circle, around the table, and off the internet. Okay, bye.
Drag her, queen.
I'm not going to drag her. That's not my business to share. She got in some trouble.
I feel like you've shared some of your sister's business before, but...
I'm not going to share this business. Anyway, sister got into some trouble. My mom had to drop something off at the police station a couple weeks ago, and they asked to see my mom's driver's license, or like her ID. Okay. So she hands it over to them, mm-hmm. and it's expired.
Okay.
By like a year.
Ugh.
And they're like, we're going to take you to jail.
Huh?
And she was just like, what? And he goes, I mean, we should take you to jail. We're not going to. We should take you to jail. Like, you drove here on an expired license that's been expired for like a year. And so she calls me and she's really calm. She's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm up in the suburbs. Like, we're visiting people, whatever. And she's like, oh, okay, well, never mind. I'm like, what do you need? I need you to pick me up for the police station. I was like, what? So we're judging my mom because she waited a whole year to get her license renewed.
She's actually a fucking idiot.
They took it and then they wouldn't let her leave. Like, that's, she had to call somebody to get a ride.
That's fucked. Listen, I know this might be not a hot take, but fuck cops. Like,
yeah.
It's the fucking pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Let her fucking... Unless there was, like... Unless she was, like, had a history of, like, reckless driving or something.
No.
Then just fucking let her drive on an expired license.
Or just tell her, like, you can leave, but you have to fucking walk. Like,
or, like, we'll follow you home.
Somebody gave her a ride. Somebody come and picked her up, but they took her license.
They made her get picked up. She had to sit there until she got picked up. Why couldn't she just leave?
I mean, anyway, that's besides the point. So that
turns
happened.
Turns out she could. She was just lazy.
That too. So that happened a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And yesterday.
Uh-oh.
No, this morning, actually. It was this morning. I'm just going to read you... because she sent it in a group message so that she could just tell everybody at once. She told me, she called me first and told me, but...
Honestly, she told me first because I'm the favorite.
So on today's episode of Tasha Wants to Go to Prison, we find our marvelous main character in another situation she created for herself.
Okay.
This morning, I received a call from the police department informing me that I was caught on tape stealing from Walmart. And that if I contacted them today, I would only be charged with the city ordinance. If I did not contact them today, it would be turned over to the state's attorney's office and I'd be going to jail. Well, of course, I thought this was a joke, however.
Mm-hmm.
I called the number back and it was indeed the police station.
Okay.
But I thought it was an officer that I knew. So I was telling him, like, you're fucking kidding me, right? Like, haha, I'm punked, pranked, whatever.
Good joke, fuckhead. And
then I realized it was a different police officer who she also knew but not as well, said, Tasha, I did not want to make this call today, and you were indeed caught on tape at the self-checkout leaving without paying. I, of course, immediately apologized and stumbled over my words and asked him why I would do that. He's like, I don't fucking know. Why would you do that? Why is she asking him why she would do that? That don't make no sense.
I have so many questions.
Then he informed me that I didn't even attempt to pay. I said I would pay right now, and he said he'd have to talk to the manager. Of course, after that call, I realized I'm severely lacking self-preservation, and I probably shouldn't tell anybody about this. No one will believe me that I didn't do this on purpose. I'm sure all the criminals say that when they're caught.
She's lumping herself in with every other criminal.
So she received another call today that she would have to pay the charges today or she's going to jail. So my mom's a big dumb idiot.
How did they know it was her?
They've got cameras everywhere.
But like, who identified her?
This cop that she knows that works at the police station.
This is why you don't fucking become friends with the cops.
Well,
if she wasn't
that.
A friend with a cop, then they would have never fucking known. And also, look, this is...
Is it possible that Palmer just has like... enough cameras to like catch your license plate?
Probably. Oh,
that's possible.
I feel like that's probably the...
But how could she drive there? She's an expired license.
No, she got that fixed. But it's just like, Mom, what are you doing?
Look, I've stolen from the Walmart self-checkout. Like, they give you a fucking leeway. Like, as long as you don't steal too much shit, they aren't going to fucking come for you. What kind of bullshit-ass police state are we living in where they call you while you're sitting there?
She had a full cart of groceries.
Yeah.
She bought groceries for my grandparents. So she had, like, denture cream. Like, she had all sorts of old people shit and, like, groceries. And my sister, she was coming to pick up my sister from work. And so I think she just, like, from what she says, she got, like, in a hurry. She's trying to do stuff quickly and then just was like, all right, it's all bagged and was
completely,
on her way.
Completely understandable.
And didn't even think about it.
But
I'm just like, how do you forget to pay?
Of course, the Walmart workers were too busy profiling the Mexican family checking out next to her to catch the actual person walk out without paying.
Walmart actually has, so when I used to be a health inspector, Walmart and grocery stores, like, you still have to inspect them or whatever because they sell food.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go into, like, their security room is where I did all my paperwork and sat waiting for the manager. And it is just probably a room about the size of the podcast studio. And it's just floor-to-ceiling
CCTV
TVs. And this one dude in, like, shorts and flip-flops leaned back in his chair just, like, scrolling and looking at cameras and shit. And it's just like, this is your whole job. You just watch people steal stuff.
That sounds like such a boring fucking job. At first, I was like, that sounds like a nice job. And I'm like,
every day. Yeah, every day that would fucking suck.
How would I not get in trouble for looking at my phone for 7 hours if I'm fucking looking at screens all day?
Yeah.
This is something that I was trying to work into a tweet, but it would never work. But this is kind of a funny premise to me. If Walmart cared about fucking theft prevention, they wouldn't put Claire's in the front of their fucking store. Mm-hmm. Every single Walmart in our area has a fucking Claire's now. Literally the store that is notorious that people is like their first time they've stolen something is from a fucking Claire's.
Yeah, we've all robbed Claire's, right?
Yeah.
Not.
Coward.
Call me George Costanza because you know I'm taking them to Claire's. That's a Seinfeld reference, folks.
I'm going to boo it.
Don't worry. It was in the garbage before the podcast. Thank you for all the Seinfeld fans.
This one goes out to you.
In an episode, George Costanza gets caught taking an eclair out of the garbage, and his girlfriend's mom is like yelling at him and like calls him gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Well, it was right on top.
And that's different then.
You know, classic Seinfeld bit. I'm pissed at the cops. Your mom,
always.
Tasha, you're in the fucking clear with me.
Nah, I'm pissed at Tasha. She should have gone to jail. Probably done a hard time, honestly.
I just think it's so funny that just like, literally it was only a couple of weeks ago that she got in trouble for having an expired license.
Yeah.
And now she's
doesn't look
stealing.
Good. Like, yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But also, it's during a fucking pandemic. If you want to steal a fucking cartload of groceries from Walmart, let them.
Honestly.
What makes me mad about this is like, I go to Walmart, and I don't take the receipt or, like, crumple up the receipt. And the moment I walk past the, like, welcomer, they're just like, show me the receipt. I'm just like, I don't know what I did with it. It's been 30 seconds.
It's been 7 steps. It's gone.
How am I
it
supposed
didn't
to,
exist.
How am I supposed to know what happened to it?
Well,
how am I supposed to know?
That shit pisses me off so much. And I know we're coming from a very privileged space here as being white, but it fucking bothers me to the umpteenth degree when like a Walmart checker is like I walked in once on my lunch break and the one in where we work is way worse. Like what they're way more like they'll fucking hawk on you.
Yeah.
And I walked in, bought windshield washer fluid and that's all I needed and walked out. And this Walmart checker was just not letting me leave before. And she's like, where's your receipt? And I was like, I threw it away. She's like, go get it. And I was like, no. She's like, why? And I was like, because it's a $3 thing of windshield washer fluid. And she's like, well, I'm going to call the cops. I was like, okay, I paid for it, so waste some fucking time. And then I just left. Like, what the fuck? It's $3. Why are you taking your job so seriously?
And they've got 17 million cameras in that building. Yeah. Like, go check the cameras. You can see that I paid for it.
How did you deal with confrontation like
that? I just kept walking.
How didn't you not start crying?
They legally can't do anything. Like,
yeah. Some of them will try.
And, like, I'm not shitting on, like, you know, like, someone with that job. Like, kudos for them for, like, taking it seriously. But, like, just fuck the entire thing of, like, you're a multi-billion dollar corporation, you shouldn't be paying somebody to catch somebody stealing a $3 thing of windshield washer fluid.
And also, they have an allowable amount of shrinkage.
That's what I'm saying, is like they allow a certain amount of, because it's built into their fucking budget. Mm-hmm. If someone is at the point where they need to steal a $3 thing of windshield washer fluid, just let them do it, man.
Yeah.
And that's socialism,
probably,
baby.
They're probably in a bad spot. This reminds me, did you watch the TikTok with me? It's like, it's people like confessing like petty crimes they did. And this one was not very petty, but this dude worked at, it was like Target or something, but like in Utah. So it's like every franchise has like, you can allow this much theft to happen in your store. And he's like, well, our store just didn't have theft happening because we're in the middle of nowhere. So he's like, I just started letting people steal everything. He's like, I just wasn't checking people out. He's like, we went up like thousands of dollars in theft in a year. And he's like, it was me. It was all me.
I saw something similar to that where like, this guy worked at like a movie rental place and just started like waiving people's late fees.
Yeah.
And then it was coming back as like positive on their losses because it wasn't normally like, I don't remember exact. So he started stealing DVDs to offset the loss and then selling the DVDs set in black market and like making money on the side. That's and they smart. Eventually fired him for like dress code or something. Cause he's like, they knew it was me, but they couldn't prove it.
Prove it. Yeah. It's the way to do it, man.
I don't think I've ever stolen a thing in my life.
Coward.
Absolutely a coward. Have yeah. you met my mother? She would kill me.
I remember I went to dinner with my parents when I was in college. We went to a Chipotle right by my campus. And while we were there, I like took the salt and pepper shakers. Like, Mom, put these in your purse. I need them for my dorm. And she's like, oh my God, how could you? And I was like, just do it. It's fine. It's fucking Chipotle. So she puts them in there and she's like, I can't believe I did that for you. And then after I was like back at home eating dinner with them at some random restaurant. No, you know what? It was at the restaurant in town when I did that. But then something came up where I said like, I don't know if we're playing a game or something, but I was like, I've never stolen anything. And they both looked at me like, yes, you did. You stole those salt and pepper shakers. I was like, oh, I guess I don't. In my mind, that's not stealing.
That doesn't count.
Like, I've never like.
That's then, food. I went to a restaurant.
I also have notoriously gone to house parties and stolen things in my youth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot about this.
Yes.
That's different. Stealing stuff from a house party doesn't count.
There's so many just like checks in my head like that doesn't count.
I've never stolen from like my company or.
Oh. When I worked, I've stolen so much shit from my company.
You know,
what's the statute of limitations on theft?
I don't care, man. It was like
really
an ice
thought
cube
about it.
Or something.
I thought about it all the time.
I steal time.
It would have been
day.
So easy to do it. But I never did, because I was like, I need this job. I'm broke.
I sure hope the statute of limitations is less than 22 years, because I stole from the Dollar Tree when I was 5.
Didn't your mom make you take it back, though?
That sounds about right.
But the first time...
I don't know how I didn't think I was going to cut. I stole, like, a ninja sword, like a plastic ninja sword, and it's like...
Bigger than a five-year-old.
A five-year-old took it, and it's like... How am I going to explain this to my parents? And they're like, where'd you get that new toy you keep playing with? And it's just like, well, I don't know.
I found it.
Was that the sword that you cried and threw a tantrum for because we wouldn't buy it for you from the dollar store? It's like, what? No.
I remember the first time, and this is similar to like, I mean, I was like 5 or something. I was super young, and we were in probably the Rockford Mall. And we were in some stores, like a kid's like, toy store or something.
Kitty
and they,
toys?
No. I don't know if it was like a Disney theme store. I don't remember. But there was like, it was like dark with like strobe lights going everywhere. And I don't really know why. But it was like in a mall. And they had these little like poker chip foam things all over the floor for some event. I don't know why. But I just picked one up and took it out of the store and or put it into my pocket. And I just remember walking and like pulling out of my pocket like, look, Mom, look what I got. And she made me walk back and hand it back to the manager to like teach me a lesson like that it's bad to steal.
And then she stole for you.
Didn't fucking work, Mom. Sorry to fucking tell you. You got a goddamn deviant on your hands.
All right, now that we broke open the floodgate, let's hope the statute of limitations on theft is less than 9 years, because I also stole from my first job a lot.
Did you really?
I would steal a pack of gum weekly, but I would just like, I'm going to be smart. I'm going to get a different flavor every time. That way they don't see, like, why is Polar Ice getting stolen so much?
Every time C. Kleckner is on shifts.
Well, they wouldn't notice it like that. But yeah, they would be like, every 2 weeks, they'd just like, there's been so much polar ice extra gum getting stolen. It's like, I'd be like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get every flavor of gum, dude.
Even ones I don't like. Because then they're like, did you steal the peppermint? I'm like, ugh, peppermint?
Am I a fucking grandma? What do you think?
I can't believe you've done this. You're not the man I thought you were.
I literally do time theft every single day at work. I watch multiple hours of TikTok or Reddit at work.
That's time theft?
Yeah, not doing your job or salaried.
That doesn't count. You're a fucking loser.
Are you talking about like clocking in like 5 minutes later?
That's what I thought you were talking
about.
That's
like traditional time theft, but
you're just slacking on your job. How is that bad? That's a job. That's what you do.
You could get fired for time theft for doing that.
Might have to cut this out. Having to shit on the clock doesn't count though, right?
Your literal mantra is you have a song talking about how you commit time theft while having a number two.
That doesn't count. That's a bodily function.
Your Irish drinking song, or should I say your American stinking song?
Boo.
Is about time theft. You're shitting on... boss makes a dollar, I make a dime, that's why I shit on company time. Time theft, bitch.
That's not time theft. That's just a bodily function.
That you plan.
No, that's just, my body just has a schedule. It's not my fault. It's not my fault they make me work when my body has to shit.
Look, I think we've had this conversation. Let's say it's 5:40, right? Or maybe 5:35, and you kind of have to shit, but you got to be at work at 6. You wait to go to fucking work to shit. That's time theft, bitch.
Well, kind of depends. If it's like winter, I'll be like, I'm just going to shit now. And I'm like, oh, it took me a long time to scrape my windshield off. And I'll show up like 10 minutes late to work.
It's still time theft. Huh? You're salaried.
I'm not salaried.
Yeah, you're
hourly. Not salaried. No.
I'm salaried for now.
But I do clock in at 6.
You. All right. Well, look. We're at like 55 minutes.
Am I about to get fucking fired from my job? Is my boss going to stumble upon this podcast?
Well, no. Listen to 46 because I will say episodes? This was all a joke. We were talking about doing it in a video game.
Can I tell you guys a story really quick?
Yeah,
let's hear it.
I mean, Christian knows the story. I don't know if I've ever told you this. When I was working at a clothing company.
Oh, come on. Baby Gap.
Company. It was not Baby Gap. Anyway, I was scheduled to close with
the Gap.
With a manager.
Oh.
It was just, I told you the story?
Might have been on the pod.
I don't think it was on the pod.
No? Okay.
Anyway, it was me and the manager.
Mm-hmm.
We're clocking out. We're doing our, like, locking the door, shutting the lights off thing. And he's locking the door, and he dropped the keys. So he, like, goes to bend down, and, like, 6 rolls of toilet paper roll out from his coat pockets.
This is not the story I thought it was.
And I was like, you're stealing our toilet paper. And I, you know, he just picked it up. He was like, ha-ha, didn't see anything. And, like, closed the doors and we left. But I am, like, a nervous Nelly, and I had a lot of anxiety about that. And I'm like, if somebody finds out that he did this and I didn't report it.
You're an accomplice.
I'm an accomplice. They're going to fire me. And so I told my cool manager, and I was like, hey, listen.
On the DL.
Like, this is a thing that happened. Are we upset about it? And she was like, yes, he's stealing from us. God. We have to report him. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, he's going to know it was me.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed it. He knows that I witnessed it. We made eye contact. It was a thing. And I was like, okay, if you're doing that, like, he'll get fired and then I won't have to worry about it, right? And she's like, totally. It'll be fine. He didn't get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
He got promoted.
Nope. He kept his job. And I was like, okay, hey, well, that's fine. He kept his job. Whatever. I don't care. But can I not work with him anymore? Please don't schedule us together. They still did. I worked every shift with him.
I was going to say it lasted for about a week.
Well, did you learn your lesson, Erica? Snitches get stitches.
Oh, he's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
He had IBS.
No, he got COVID.
He died of COVID. Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, actually. He was a good dude. And honestly, like...
That's so sad.
Now that I... He really did die of COVID. I'm pretty upset about
it.
He was a good dude. And I feel bad for ever even like saying so. It's fucking toilet paper. If you need to steal toilet paper,
you
obviously
young.
Got shit going on. I should have never said anything.
Yeah. But it's you were young.
And
I'm sure.
Yeah, I regret it. That's like my one regret in life.
I'm sure he hasn't thought about it for like a couple months or anything.
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
In my brain, I can only think of like the commercial toilet paper rolls where they're like 2 feet wide.
No.
And he just like six of them.
Drops it and just unrolls down the entire length of the mall. Shit, 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 shit.
Well, they were regular size toilet paper, but they were awful.
Erica, come here, help me roll them backwards.
They were awful. It was awful toilet paper. It was like razor thin.
Half of a ply.
Oh, yeah.
That must be where my mom gets her toilet paper.
Must be.
Baby Gap?
Yeah.
The Baby Gap bathrooms.
Baby Gap. I do feel bad about that. I should have never snitched. I should get stitches.
Yeah, we were like planning like to jump you in the parking lot one day, but
that's fair.
Everybody like schedules couldn't line up to where we could
roll
you.
What time of the year was it? Was he maybe just making like an impromptu like Halloween costume or something?
No. But if it makes anybody feel better, it doesn't make me feel better. I donated $100 to his family for his funeral.
Jesus
so
Christ, that makes me feel worse.
Right?
Because your guilt is still there.
I feel really bad about it. I should have done it. Like, you he's got like 10 kids or something.
No. Stop. No more information.
He worked like 3 jobs.
Oh my God.
It's a whole thing.
He's while
such
he's
a nice
picking,
guy.
While
he
was picking
it.
Up the toilet paper, he said, "You understand, right?
You would never do anything to hurt me or my 10 children, would you?"
Oh my God.
Holy shit. And that man, Tim Cook. He's dead, right?
I don't know who Tim Cook is.
Didn't he take over Apple? Are you thinking of Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs.
No. I don't think it was him.
It was Undercover Boss. You were on TV.
No, but the big boss did come in once, and I got a free pair of jeans.
Wow.
Because he liked my attitude.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ass.
This girl's got like, moxie. Get Jesus. Her a pair of jeans.
No, he liked the way I handled a customer, so he's like, "Here's some jeans." I was like, "Ha!"
What? It's like such a weird store.
No, it's great. I got all sorts of free shit.
I guess I didn't work retail for very long, but...
Too busy stealing. Couldn't stay at any location
Did
long
I steal?
Enough.
I only worked retail for 3 months. I don't think I stole anything from there.
I worked Coward. There for 3 years. They got promoted to management at the end. I didn't deserve it.
You took it from him.
Nah, he still worked there when I did.
Mm. I'm sure he didn't hold it against you.
He did.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Honest deathbed. He was like,
"Curse that bitch, Erica.
This is her fault."
Stop.
You did forget to mention that you traveled down to see him at the end of October this year to like pay your gratitudes, and that's how he got COVID was from you.
Nope. Especially not because I didn't have COVID till November.
Or no,
so.
Was it November?
You can just cut that whole story.
No, this is gold.
That's
no,
all staying
in. So bad.
You're wearing like a nice positive shirt, so it like balances it
just
out.
Just think happy thoughts. Well, anyways, guys.
I think we should get out of here.
I
think
need to
that
go
was a really
repent
good,
for my sins.
If it makes you feel better, Erica, that's going to be the end of the episode, so less people will listen to it.
Thank God.
But I will cut it into a TikTok story, and we will get banned for talking ill of the dead.
That's
sure actually,
his kids are on TikTok.
A term
can
of
he not, though?
His kids are on imagine. They're just trying to
I
forget about their
lady.
Dead
Oh,
this
yeah.
is the lady that snitched on my dad.
She, her picture's up on the wall for Employer of the Month for ratting out my old man.
I'm so sorry. It's my one true regret in life.
Now, Erica, this will absolve you. The answer to the question, one way, do you still own the pants you got for free?
I didn't get them for free because of him. I got like 7 free pairs of jeans working there, so yes.
Damn.
I'm telling, it was the best
job. That's like $350 from Baby Gap.
Uh-huh. Not Baby Gap. I couldn't fit into those jeans. It wasn't, it's not the Gap.
Well, guys, speaking of brick and mortar, let's get out of here. Erica, where can they find us if they want to tweet at you about how good of a snitch you are? Or message us on Instagram? Or see our banned TikTok content? What's our handle?
@JudgiesPod. That's J U D G GIES pod.
And don't worry, guys. We don't steal our content. That's all original, baby. Christian, what should they do?
Don't kind of steal content?
In a way, but we make it funny.
We're not going to talk about that right now, Christian. Just, like, tell us what we do.
Erica's got a curse, and every single story that she's ever read, the OP has died of COVID after she read it. That's why the cases keep going up, because we keep doing our podcast.
No!
It's on a three-week cycle where they go down, and then Erica reads, and it's like, bloop, 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 bloop.
No!
Whoopsies.
And, you know, you have been reading a lot of Canadian stories recently, so their fucking cases are spiking right now. Christian, where can they leave us, or what should they do, actually?
They should leave us a review. If you got an iPhone, go drop a 5-star. Go write a little cute little tidbit. We'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
Share us with your friends and family. Just, like, imagine that we're the COVID virus,
mm-hmm.
and imagine you're a denier, and just go... Become a super spreader.
Yeah.
And super spread this content to all your friends and family.
Go wash your hands, wear your mask, and stay 6 feet apart from everyone else.
No, well, they can listen to it 6 feet apart, so that's fine.
Did we mention? I don't know if we've mentioned. This is, I'll probably say this at the top of the next episode, but then it'll be too late. Is this the first fully vaccinated podcast?
Wow, so we can all, like, make out at the end.
Yeah, well, we do that normally. It was just before it was a little bit risque.
Actually, we're about past our 90 days from our second dose.
That's all it's good for is 90 days.
Well, that's like all the trials tested because it was speed, you know, sped up. But guys,
okay,
let's
bye.
Get out of here. Bye.
That's all I got out of it. Bye.
Get down to that new Windows update, man.